Hello, everyone. My name is Christopher Vaughn, and welcome to another episode of Off the Handle, a show dedicated to uncovering the people behind the handles in the CEO.ca community. With me today is a user I first connected with about a year ago now, and he goes by the handle Bounce It. Bounce It's story is an interesting one for sure. When I connected with him, I found out that he was actually a part owner of a private mint in the United States, so that immediately caught my attention. For anyone who loves physical precious metals, Bounce It's story is one you'll want to hear. But he actually took it a step further and is the co-owner of the Scottsdale Mint. And just in case anyone's wondering, it's through Bounce It that I got the interview so quickly with the CEO of Scottsdale Mint. Bounce It, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly, and it doesn't matter what time zone you are personally, but I'm in a very dark time zone at this moment in time, and waiting for the next trading day to see what happens in silver. So listen, I just want to ask real quick, nothing too stressful, but I noticed that you joined CEO.ca a number of years ago, and I reached out to you once over, I guess it was two summers ago now, when we first started talking, and that's kind of when I got your story, and I said, oh, this is a real interesting story. I'd like to get it out there to the community. So my first question is, how did you first start investing in this space, in the metal space?
Well, I guess I started buying silver in 2003, and my background is real estate. Most of my life, I did real estate investments and development. I've pretty much done everything there is to dabble in real estate, But back around 2003, 4, 5, I started to figure out that the economy was looking like it's going to go off the rails. You know, it might be smart to get into precious metals. So I bought some silver, and a couple of years later, I actually got on a website called smartinvestment.ca, and it's like a mini CEO.ca is basically what it is. Just a small group of guys, and I met a bunch of people on that site, including Josh, my partner in Scottsdale Mint. So yeah, I just started investing in mining stocks, and been doing that off and on anyway since 2005.
And when did you find CEO.ca?
Your guess is as good as mine. Two, 3 years ago, I guess. And I don't know. I'm sure I just came across it somewhere online. I don't remember.
Well, when you're in the mix and you're investing in the space, it's one of the things.
Yeah, you're going to find it.
Yeah, it's going to pop up on your radar for sure.
Right.
So let me ask so that our listeners here can get a better understanding. You mentioned Scottsdale Mint and your business partner Josh. When I first reached out to you, I did so because you had mentioned that you were part owner of a mint, and I found that wild in my own mind. I thought that was one of the coolest things I had heard at the time. So, my question is, you don't just start a mint, right? You don't wake up one day and say, I'm just going to go out there and buy millions of dollars worth of equipment and start stamping metal coins. So, how did this come to pass? How did you come to start the mint with Josh?
Well, Josh and I had, we met online there, and then we were both on a trip to Gold Canyon, had a REE property in Nevada. And we went out to see the property. Josh and I both were in Reno with, it was like a group of about 15 people, went out to see it on a bus trip. We flew to Reno and took the bus to the property. And so that was the first time I met him in person. And that was probably like 2006, maybe. And we started a couple of businesses that failed before we started the mint. But after the financial crisis in 2008, we got the idea that it would be maybe profitable, to buy and sell bullion. And everybody was doing it. On eBay, there had to be 100 little pissant companies that just an individual just buying bars and selling them. And so we did that on eBay, and also we started a little website of our own, and we were just buying bars. And our main product that we had were these stacker bars, and there was really only one manufacturer that had the equipment to make those particular bars. And it was really, you know, just a small little thing in the beginning. I mean, we bought a safe and we put it in a storage facility. And Josh used to go there late at night when no one would see him, so he could go inside the unit. We didn't want anybody to see that we had a safe in the unit. And he'd grab the silver, and then he'd have to carry these 70-pound buckets of silver up the stairs to his condo. And
how many flights?
I think it was like two flights of stairs. He said he was getting stronger because he said he couldn't carry only one because he was too off balance. So he had to carry one in each hand. And he would, you know, take however many steps he could take before dying and stop and rest. And so he'd lug him up to his condo, and he and his wife were doing the shipping. And, you know, that's how we started out. Well, all those companies on eBay, and I mean, there had to be 100 people doing this. We were the only ones that stayed in business after things slowed down. You know, everybody did real well for a couple of years there in 2009 and 10. And then, you know, when things got a little rougher, everybody just folded up their tent, which, you know, makes sense. Do it while you can. But we were just a little more, serious about it. And Josh, he probably told you when you're talking to him, but, you know, his background was in the insurance business and specialized with dealing with mining companies. So some things weren't going as well at work. And he was thinking about that he might like to try to do this full time. And then they asked him to relocate. And he thought about it because it was, you know, kind of tough to give up a good job like that. And, but he decided he wanted to go for this full time. And that's when we got, you know, more serious and got an office and branched out a bit. And then the company that was making those stacker bars, they got bought out by Materion, which is a big company. And they, you know, they make sputter targets and jewelry or maybe not jewelry, but they do a lot with the electronics world, you know, with metals. And, it was just small potatoes to them to have that bar manufacturing division, and they didn't really want it anymore. So we went ahead and bought their equipment, and a couple of their employees that worked there came over, and that's how we became a mint. So you're right. We didn't just wake up one day and decide to be a mint.
Well, as we say, from where I'm from, you fell arse backwards into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
That's interesting. So you ended up buying the machines. And now my understanding is, the silver stacker is one of the most popular bars out there.
Yeah. Josh thinks it might be the most popular bar in the world. It's up there. A lot of people really, really like that bar.
No, for sure. And actually I was over in Europe. Oh, right. During all the height of the beginning of the COVID and everything crazy going on over there. But Scottsdale's products were in all the venues where you could buy. You know, it felt like you guys were kind of following me around.
Yeah, right. Yeah, our wholesale business is, you know, we have a lot of countries, a lot of different places that buy from us.
Yeah, he was mentioning.
It's not just the U.S.
No, definitely not. All right. Well, listen, you know, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I love that story. And users now, they'll hear from Josh as well. So they'll know where they can go out and get the bars and all that stuff. So, I mean, other than that, basically just wanted to say, you know, thanks for being on the site. You I love seeing people who, though they might not post the most, or they might not be the loudest on the site, they're knowledgeable people behind the scenes. So you're one of those handles that gives me pause and makes me think to and say to users, you know, just don't just disregard everybody because you haven't heard of them or because you haven't heard their name, because you have no idea who's behind the handle.
Yeah, I learn a lot, you know, reading posts on that site. I mean, you have to kind of, you know, figure out who knows what they're talking about and who doesn't. But there's a lot of good information on there.
And off the top of your head, not to put you on the spot, is there anybody that you tend to that you've come to, I don't want to say listen to, but to certainly give a certain amount of credit to when you're hearing them or you're reading their posts? Do you have anybody in particular you follow?
Yeah, some more than others. You know, I guess I'd have to look back at the names, but you know, some of these guys I know from other places. I can't remember if their handles are the same, but you know, I'll read. Is it Dirk Diggler?
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of people, but just you know, if you're reading a thread on a stock, you start to know who's done their due diligence on that stock. And
oh, for sure. I've spoken with Dirk a couple of times. He's a good hand. There's no doubt. All right, Bounce It. Well, listen, I appreciate it. And I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay. Great, Chris. Thanks.
Okay. Cheers.